This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you. Thank you for spending time with us today. We broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Right here from the farm in Missouri for now. And Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Rick Miller's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's
hard getting out of bed.
It's like those guys from the East Coast, the once Garden State would say,
they are attacking me like from every angle. I have never, and people around me absolutely get it. It's not coincidences. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, Rick,
one example. I ship something to Australia. New Zealand. And it costs more to ship that book than the book itself costs. And the New Zealand mail loses it. It's not my fault, but there's a customer. It's a mother buying three books, power tools, for her daughter's birthday. It's gone. Nobody knows where it is. She has to go through a bunch of rigmarole. It took me 2.5 hours on my computer to try to help her. What I did is I ended up sending her some e-books for free because she may get the books, but she certainly isn't going to get them in the next month. And what happens next is that Amazon can sell my book cheaper in New Zealand then I can lend it because, of course, they print on demand there. And from now on, I'm going to have to also charge insurance. So that means it costs more to land the book, and I have to charge insurance so that she's guaranteed that New Zealand is going to pay for the book if they can't find it in their sack somewhere. And this is a typical example of every day now. Things are breaking down. People are not getting what they want. And who's responsible?
Okay, so I wanted to send Gwyneth Isaacs. I've never met her. And I wanted to send her a few coffee cups, coffee mugs. The black USA Prepares on one black mug. It says USA Prepares in white lettering on one side. And it says GCN on the other side. And I thought she should have a few. Not many. I think just three. And I had a small digital volt ohmmeter that I wanted to send her. And I wanted to send her some heat shrink tubing so she could fix her telephone line. So I put all that in a little box, packed it up. And the three coffee mugs, and when I say a little digital volt meter, I'm saying that it would just about fit inside a coffee cup. It was $66 to send that to Australia. So I know what you're talking about. It's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. At the same time, there's a female New York Police Department. This is New York's finest. That's what they say. New York's finest. 37-year-old gal, and she recently partied with the police commissioner. But she got arrested for shoplifting. $360 worth of designer clothing from Macy's. So here we have our finest in blue from New York's finest, gets arrested because her $108,000 a year job doesn't give her enough money to buy Tommy Hilfiger and pants and a Guess dress. So we are falling apart. There's no question about it. Morality is gone. We've got running for president. We've got a few socialists that will sink the country. We've got a plagiarist who will sink the country. We've got a homo who will sink the country. And we got a guy who wants to grab all of the black rifles who will sink the country. And by the way, the guy with the that wants to confiscate all AR-15s, he's been arrested in his past. So for criminal trespass. So what a mess. What a mess. And then yet we do have a guy who is trying to build a wall, keep the invasion out, and he's being attacked at every turn. We have lost our minds. And then we got another homo. His name is Tim Cook. He runs Apple Computer, and the latest thing is Apple is apologizing for keeping details of what people say, storing it. We said that those home devices, that where you can just say to this box, tell it to turn the lights on, turn the lights off, unlock the door, change the thermostat setting, you know, those kind of really important things that people are stupid enough to want. Apple, headed by a homo, I mean, how can you expect a guy who's immoral to do the right thing as the CEO of a corporation? And how could you have a guy who has the same immorality run for president? What do you think Vladimir Putin would say if we had a homo for a president? I'm sorry to get off on this, but geez, we are falling down. We used to be the strongest, the best. We made great things. But not anymore. Not anymore. You want to buy a keyboard? You think it's going to come from the United States? You want to buy a monitor? You think it's going to come from the United States? You want to buy furniture? You think it's going to come from the United States? You know, I used to think, well, at least concrete blocks, they're not going to ship them from China. I'm pretty sure they are and will. Tom in California, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for both of you for great shows. I have learned so much from listening to you, and I've been listening for about 2 or 3 months. And it sort of reminds me of the way things used to be. And but I was going to ask Richard about JPL, about him saying the coldest winter ever recorded is coming up. And I was wondering, how would that affect the West Coast? And I know the East and the Midwest are probably going to get a lot of snow, but will we get a lot of rain?
We're going to get, we're not going to get the flooding, according to best guesses. Nobody absolutely knows what's going to happen. Okay, that's item one. But the solar minimum right now, the Hopi right now are saying that everyone is going to need a moment with 10 feet of earth between them and the sun when it comes out with a blast. The CVBs and the CVDs that are happening right now, the long ultraviolet is penetrating the Van Allen belt and hitting the earth, and it's having an effect on insect. And when there's going to be, according to the Hopi legends, and they're saying this publicly now, there's going to be a blast that sterilizes the earth. It's going to be a single blam, and that's from the solar minimum. And who is also saying that is suspicious observers. And you're going to need, during that moment, at least 10 feet of earth to shield you from that radiation. And I don't know when it's going to occur, but it's probably in the next year less. And then the earth has to go through a reboot of the ocean currents with a day after tomorrow. And right now, New York City and the East Coast is beginning to flood. Just like in the movies. It's slow. It hasn't occurred yet. But watch as the weather changes now.
Yeah, it's changing quite a bit. And look what happened. I have a sister who lives in Nebraska. And last winter, she said, just in Nebraska, they lost over 1 million baby calves because they either drowned, starved to death, or buried in snow.
I'm so very sorry. Yeah, I'm very sorry for that. That's going to affect our food chain, of course.
Yeah.
This winter,
course,
yeah.
Yeah, Vincent, Tom, well, he's a farmer. I know how devastating it's been, like with your hay. You have to have at least a couple of days of dry weather to cut it. I'm worried about our dams, if we're going to have a lot of snow or rain. Here out in California, the Oroville Dam just came within feet of busting, and Shasta was almost completely full. So I was wondering about how the dams are going to last, and that they're not built. They're really old.
Yeah, if you're on the West Coast here, they're predicting an 8.4 off of Crescent City. If you have anything resembling an earthquake that's off in the ocean at 8.4 or greater, that's going to drop the shelf, and it's going to drop all the way down to Peru.
Wow.
That is another JPL. And you can see those maps on what the Earth's going to look like afterwards. The problem I'm concerned with is that we are expecting a grid down situation. And it takes a full year to turn off a nuclear power plant. You just don't turn it off. That's what happened with Fukushima, and right now, the New Madrid fault line has 21 Daiichi-like reactors that are in full operation right now, that there's no way that they're going to be able to turn any of those off in time. Nobody is talking about that yet.
Is any of this weather man-made?
Well, the geoengineering is one minor attempt that I have no idea what's going on with geoengineering. You ask me, is it this or that? And the correct answer is yes, it's all of it. I don't know what's going on with geoengineering right now, but I can tell you it's not going to stop any of the thing that the sun decides it wants to do. Nothing's going to stop that.
Tom, let me interject for a couple seconds. Would you mind staying with us through the break? I've got a couple comments.
Absolutely.
I'd like to share with you about your question about, is any of it man-made? We're talking about the weather. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Tom in California, and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Tom is in California. So, Tom, to comment from my perspective on what you said about is any of our weather man-made? My answer is absolutely. And I'm going to give you some points and connect some dots. So let's say it's 90 degrees outside. Okay? If you take a non-contact thermometer and you aim it at trees, you aim it at the grass, you know, green grass, you'll find that the temperature is going to be, 90 degrees or less. If you take that same non-contact thermometer, and you can buy these at Harbor Freight. I've got a couple of them here at the farmhouse. I use them not all the time, but I use them when I want to know what the temperature of things happen to be without touching them. If you aim that non-contact thermometer at a car that's sitting in the sun, let's say it's blue or black or green, dark green, you'll find that the skin of that car, the metal, will be about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 50 degrees higher than the ambient temperature. Now, if you look at the roofs of most buildings and houses in the city, I'm talking about row houses with flat roofs, you'll find that the black ones are about 150 degrees or so, and I'm talking Fahrenheit, which is about 60 degrees higher than the ambient temperature. The roofs are so hot you can't touch them. They're so hot you can't re-roof in the summer. And if you go to Florida, you'll find out that most of the roads are not black. They're light-colored because the road would be so hot that it would cause the tires to explode from heat. That's why they're white. And to add another dot, if you look at the East Coast and you think about how are the homes heated in the East Coast, a lot of them are heated with oil burners. And I know for a fact how much heat it takes to heat a house in the East Coast in the winter. It takes at least 550 gallons of diesel fuel, which is also known as home heating fuel, which is also known as farm fuel. Farm fuel, diesel fuel, and home heating oil are all the same thing. The only difference is the taxation and the color. So diesel fuel for on the road, if you bought it at a gas station or a fuel station, would be green. For home heating oil, it's dyed red. But it's the same stuff. And that stuff, almost all of it, goes to heat. So now we have 550 gallons per household or house going to heat. We've got all the diesel trucks. We have all the gasoline trucks. Then we have these airplanes drilling holes through our atmosphere, burning up our oxygen. And most of that fuel goes to heat as well. Almost all of it. So there you have massive amounts of energy heating up the atmosphere. And that's why, and you can check this yourself. Let's say you have an automobile or a light truck that has an outside temperature sensor. And you have a display inside the vehicle that shows you what the temperature outside is. That's kind of handy. So that you know that if it's the winter time and it's raining, you know that, you know, 31 degrees or 32 degrees, you need to worry about ice. So what you do is, as you drive into the city from outside the city, take a look at that temperature gauge and the outside temperature. You'll find that it's about 10 degrees or more higher than outside the city. Now, why is it warmer in the city? Because of all those black roofs and because of all those chimneys heating up the air. It's as simple as that. That's why. Higher density of heating devices. And you can see it for yourself. I'm not making this up. But we don't talk about it.
No, you're right. It makes sense. I mean, look at some of these cars that they're parked, and they tell you not to leave your child in there because within 10 minutes, the inside is goes up 25, 30 degrees.
Yeah, and that's on the inside. And that's because and it only goes up that much because it's insulated. The headliner has insulation. The doors have insulation. Now, whether it's air insulation or just the air space there, or whether it actually has some other kind of insulation, it still gets hot. You're absolutely right. Now, the big factor in all of this, of course, is the sun. But we're not helping things. We aren't. And if you think that electricity is clean, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you'd like to hold, Rick and I can address this
a little
bit more. Okay. I think it's a very valid point and an important point that you bring up, Tom. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian is affecting the coast of South Carolina right now with 115-mile-an-hour winds and significant storm surge. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is moving a bit closer to shore and will be heading up to North Carolina by tonight. There, in Surf City, North Carolina, this woman says She's still trying to recover from last September's visit by Hurricane Florence.
We have lap of dunes in front of us. We were a complete gut job last September.
Parts of the Carolinas could get as much as 20 inches of rain from the storm. A state of emergency has now been declared for coastal Virginia as well. A report from ADP and Moody's Analytics shows the nation's private payrolls grew more than expected last month, creating around 195,000 new private sector jobs, well above the 140,000 that many had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com, physicist. Tom is in California, and Joe in Arkansas is on hold. Both want to talk about the weather. But just a couple other quick comments before Richard Allen Miller tells us what his thoughts are. So power lines, the transmission of power from the generation station to your outlet, they heat up the air. Okay. As those electrons travel down the lines, they literally get warm and heat up the air. Luxury yachts, they waste fuel and heat up the air. So you get on these great big yachts. Why? Why? How about these Carnival cruise lines? So you get on those. What is the purpose of that? To dump sewage and trash in the ocean and waste fuel and heat up the air? And then people taking vacations. Why? What does that do? That wastes fuel and heats up the air. How about constant contact? How about the cell phones? The constant use of computers just to check, to check, to check, just to see if someone likes us, okay? That infrastructure uses an enormous amount of energy. It wastes it, and it heats up the air. And then mowing your lawns, the over mowing of lawns to make them manicured. For what? So yours can look better than your neighbor's. That wastes fuel and heats up the air. And what about nuclear reactors? That heats up the air as well. Rick Miller, your thoughts?
I don't want to even go here anymore. This is crazy, the way we're living. I'm stuck in the middle. There's nothing I can do about making changes, even in my own life. I'd like to, and it's not possible.
Okay, here at the farm, I'm looking out the studio window, okay? I've got about 100 cows walking around, and what are they doing? They're mowing the lawn. But then the tree huggers are saying, well, methane. Okay, all right. So instead of having the cows eat the grass and make methane gas, I'll just mow it. I'll just get a big tractor, and I'll just hook up a mower, and I'll start on Monday, and I'll mow the grass, and then on Friday I'll be done. I'll take a short break and do some other maintenance, and then Monday again I'll start mowing again. So my life would be just mowing grass, wasting fuel. So instead of doing that, we're making meat. So, and I'm not saying tree hugging is bad, because I think protecting the environment is a darn good thing, and we do a terrible job at it, but the things that I said, Rick, the luxury yachts, the carnival cruises, the people just jumping on airplanes just because they want to go to a different place because they're tired of where they are. It's been a tough couple of weeks at work, and they, you know, want to go to Disney. Do you think that that's extravagant, wasteful, and immoral? Because I do. Your thoughts, Rick?
Well, I think, Vincent, what you bring up is common sense, and I think that's what we have lost. Common sense. How many people even think about what you just pointed out, which is common sense?
You know, I got a chance to see the dumbest people on the planet a couple of weeks ago at the Laclede cooperative election. I mean, the amount of waste. Everybody got their hot dog in a plastic styrofoam container. Thousands of them. And they couldn't get enough of these hot dogs. They had to have more and more and more. And the overpackaging. And then the electric utility gives away trinkets and prizes. What are they? Well, pretty much everything they gave away uses more electricity. More electricity. Cordless screwdriver. Is that because we don't know how to turn a screwdriver anymore by hand? Is that what that is? Now, I understand if you're putting up sheetrock and you need drive a lot, you know, thousands and thousands of screws, that makes sense. But for the average guy to have just a cordless screwdriver, that makes no sense for most applications. So we are our own worst enemy. I guess the answer is I've met the enemy, and it's us. And it makes me angry. Yeah. I'm livid right now thinking about it. Rick,
well,
your quick thoughts?
47% of electricity is wasted for already,
I did.
And how
I said 47%
is,
of the electricity, the energy that's used in electricity is wasted getting the energy, electricity to where you want it. So you generate it and then you send it down the line, whether it be high tension lines, power transformers, small transformers, the wire, whatever it is. By the time it gets to where it's going, where you can actually use it and plug in that light, 47% of it's gone.
Right now, so, we're having thunderstorms in Oregon right this moment. It rained last night. The thunderstorms are lighting up our forests, and we're probably going to have more fires. That's happening right now, this moment, in Grants Pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Ventura, California, and 2 years ago we had fires that you would not believe. With the Thomas fire in Ventura County, I mean, my dog had to go outside. It was midnight. I opened the door, and the whole mountain was on fire across from me. And it was so scary. First time I ever experienced it, but it was unbelievable. And
the entire West Coast is ready to go up in flames. If we have the wrong kind of storm right now, we're in trouble.
Where does chemtrails and HAARP, how do they play into this? I mean, I saw pictures of a helicopter actually starting sparks to start that fire. Firemen here that I know said they never experienced anything like this fire. They're melting glass and tires.
You're talking about Paradise?
No, it was just before that. It was Ventura County. We had it was the worst fire ever.
There's some evidence to indicate that those were 5G meters that were going unstable like Paradise. There's no way that wood and burning forests will get that hot. There is absolutely no way you can slag glass and steel with forest fires. That is something else. And in the microwave band, that's where you can get a fire that hot. And they were trying to say that they were energy beam weapons. They weren't. It was a smart meter going off unstable. And they are unstable. And while we are trying to stop them from putting them in here in Oregon, there are actual counties now that have outlawed power. You have already acknowledged their culpability in the unstableness of it, and with our forests the way they are, I mean, we could have a firestorm, literally, just like in the Bible.
Tom, here's something to think about.
The houses here were burning from the inside out.
That's a smart meter. That's not a forest fire that's doing that. That is 5G technology. That is exactly one of the reasons why there's an outlaw against movement against that. The idea is the Van Allen belt was there to shield us from this stuff. The Van Allen belt is beginning to fade, and as such, and the sun is heating it up and dropping those radiation down to the surface level. And farmers in the Midwest now are noticing the absence of flies and the absence of ants that used to be prevalent. And that's because that's where it starts first. And the sun this winter, according to JPL, is supposed to spike. And when it does, it'll be just like what the Hopi said.
You're right about the ants, and you're right about the flies. Right here on our farm in Missouri, you know, we've got cows and lots of cow pies. And there used to be an enormous amount of flies. Not anymore. Very, very few flies. So that's absolutely correct. I mean, we've got the evidence right here on our farm right this minute. And the ants, you're absolutely right. And the 5G is a really, really serious concern. And
down to the surface of the earth. That's why we have the shielding. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was at Mission Control, the reason they have a precision countdown on go, no, go, 5, 4, is they have to punch a hole in the ionosphere in order to get an astronaut through there safely. And that, people have never spoken about that, but that's the why they have such precision in the launching of a spacecraft going into space. There's no way an astronaut would have otherwise, and now that that's weakened, those radiation patterns are dropping down closer to the Earth, and according to the Hopi, they're going to have a sterilization aspect. And that means that when you do come back up onto the surface, you're going to have to bring everything living with you, like seed and mycorrhizae and the small organisms. I'm telling you, it has been predicted, and now we're about to experience it.
It's like the death of 1,000 cuts. Your GDP neighbors with their Wi-Fi, with their smartphones, with all of these devices that are radiating electromagnetic radiation. It's a little bit here, a little bit there, but when you add it all up, it's huge. And who is responsible? Well, that would be Apple and Google and Facebook and Verizon and T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular and the electric utilities.
Facebook that you can't imagine. Yesterday, I tried to post for sale my didgeridoos, and it was disallowed because I had a boomerang in it. Why? The boomerang constitutes a weapon, and you can't advertise weapons on Facebook.
Well, when I was a child, we used to buy Whammo brand boomerangs, and we'd learn how to fly these
Facebook
things in our backyard.
This happened yesterday.
Okay, I've got a little sign in the studio. What, and this is a quote, quote, "What good fortune for governments that the people do not think," end quote. Now, who would that be from? Well, that'd be from Adolf Hitler. Absolutely true. Joe, I've got to move on to, Tom, I've got to move on to Joe in Arkansas. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Okay, I won't. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe in Arkansas, welcome. Thank you for holding so long.
Hey, good morning, Richard and Vincent.
Good morning.
I'd just like to pass on what I've been observing here in the Ozarks. It's probably the last few years. I live out pretty far out in the woods, so I got a pretty good wood canopy. And, the woods will get real thick, in early June. And then by July, I will watch things starting to thin out. And by August, the leaves are already starting to come down. And in the last couple of weeks, if the sun's out nice and bright, the leaves are turning brown, black, and they're coming straight down. And this has been going on for the last few years. Just a little bit more notable this year.
Now, are you saying, Joe, that the intensity of the sun's rays is stronger and it's killing the leaves more quickly? They're drying out faster, and so instead of just hanging on a little bit longer, they just come straight down. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm surmising.
Yeah. All right, you want to stay with us? Let's have Dr. Miller address that. Would you like to stay with us?
Yes, sir.
That sounds great. All right. Dr. Richard Ellen Miller, Joe in Arkansas, and I will be right back. Please don't touch that dial.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you'd like to peruse the offerings, the writings by Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you can do that. You can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com. I've got a number of his writings, and if you buy them directly from him, you'll be able to get them autographed. So, Rick, how do you want our class to contact you?
I'm sorry, the quality of this phone has just gotten worse and worse for me.
I mentioned that you have some books available.
Oh, yeah, and the audio books, yes. I have been given a university, and I'm planning to offer courses in metaphysics out of Eric Fromm University, and I'll be doing that in the next 2 months. It's a diplomatic corps university by a friend of mine in Brazil, and he is willing it to me, and we're going to turn it into a Harry Potter university.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you and buy what you're offering?
Well, my website, RichardAllenMiller.com, go directly to my bookstore. Anything that you order there will come directly to me. And I'm a small mom and pop, so everything that I do is autographed, everything.
Great. Okay, Joe in Arkansas, you're talking about the leaves. Sure. You're talking about the leaves falling very quickly, faster than normal. Rick, what are your thoughts about why he's making that observation in Arkansas?
The sun is the culprit. It's not man at this point. The sun itself is what is setting our weather pattern, and it's changing. And that's because the sun is in a solar minimum and is also changing. If you want more information on that, go to Suspicious Observer. He's talking about it every day now. I mean, we're talking about a serious change in our sun. It's going through a major change, and with it will be our weather.
When I was in elementary school, I was worried about, you know, that sun heating up and running out of gas and or fuel. And my science teacher said, oh, no, you don't have to worry about it. It won't happen for, you know, millions and millions and millions of years. It's stable and just running constantly. And back then, it was pretty stable. It seemed to run so stable, with such stability, that the Farmer's Almanac could predict the weather over a year in advance. Literally. With great accuracy. But that's not the case anymore. Do we know why the sun is acting the way it's acting, Rick? What happened in the last 50 years that's caused the sun to be less stable than it used to be? Did I lose Rick? Hey, Rick.
Oh, there's the sound back in. Okay, sorry about that, Vincent. My phone is cutting in and out. Something about the sun. The sun has cycles. It has predictable cycles and historical cycles. And right now, we're in a historical cycle that's going to change everything on Earth. And so, and that's why Jet Propulsion Laboratory, that's why remote viewers, that's why everybody is now saying, buckle up.
Okay. And Joe, do you have any comments, questions?
Yeah, also in the last 2 years here, where I'm at in the Ozarks, we've had a lot of clouds come in, and it seems like as soon as it's going to get really hot, clouds come in, and I've had to run my generator a lot more in the last 2 years because I'm off grid, and it just seems like sometimes they're, I don't know what to say, protecting, but the clouds just seem to show up, and I've just noticed that the last 2 years. I don't know if it's being done on purpose or what, just can't explain it. But I, you know, being off grid, I log every day, and so you know, I'm very aware of everything.
I do too, Joe. And you know, we have a wonderful friend and senior instructor. His name is Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. And years and years and years ago, I called him up and I said, so Dane, what got you into observing the climate engineering, the chemtrails, the spraying of the skies? And he told me that he built a solar array and it produced X amount of current, and that was in decline. He didn't make any changes, didn't change the angle of the array, didn't change the number of panels, but he was getting less and less and less current. And of course he started looking up, and he saw the spraying of the skies, which was reducing the amount of solar energy his panels were receiving. So he saw it. I see it. You see it. It's true. It's absolutely true. But when the skies are clear, those solar panels generate a lot of electricity for us, as much as almost 50 kilowatts a day, which is kind of a lot. But it's not every day. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back after top of the hour news, commercial announcements.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.